The closer you are, the sexier you sound.
Hey, babe. Yep. What's up? Can't get enough of you all that, baby.
I'm going to clip that out anytime somebody messages me about it.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come right out and tell me so.
Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk was on the Lex Fridman podcast just released today, and it looks like Elon was in a good mood, which could be bullish for Tesla's Q4 numbers. They're going to announce delivery numbers on January 2nd, so watch out for that. And also, Elon Musk has just one last tranche of shares to exercise from his 2012 CEO compensation plan, and he could be exercising those shares today or even in the next couple of days, which could be bullish because that means his stock sales are over. All right, let's go ahead and take a look into the highlights of this Lex Fridman interview with Elon Musk. So number one, Elon is saying that autopilot FSD has been harder than expected. Now we know that, and he goes into some of the reasons behind that. Number one, he says that they've needed to simulate the eyes and the biological neural nets of humans. And one of the biggest challenges is actually going from image space, which is just a picture, and translating that into vector space, which is more like a 3D space where you can label objects, their motion, their position, kind of understanding the entire environment around you. In other words, it's like recreating a 3D space. And accuracy is super important because if you have that vector space really accurate with all the objects, then you can plan and control the vehicles like in that space. All right, number two, Elon says that the FSD focuses on efficiency and latency. They're currently running their own C compiler, which means they're very serious on getting kind of the most efficient code and processing out of it. They have a lot of bare metal engineering, and they're trying to get the highest frames per second with a finite amount of compute power. They're even tracking the time between the photons hitting the camera until the time where the steering wheel or braking takes action, and they want to get that latency down to the bare minimum. Elon also says eventually FSD is going to make these crazy, impossible James Bond-like maneuvers, right? Super quick, because that's how fast, right? And how efficient this FSD computer is. Now, it makes sense that Tesla is focusing on efficiency and latency because Tesla is going for a generalized solution for the masses, meaning it needs to be affordable. And so this is kind of Tesla's unique approach. There really isn't an automaker with the ambition that Tesla has to make a generalized solution, right, for millions of cars. Tesla's pretty much like in a camp almost all by themselves. All right, number three, when do you think Tesla will solve level four FSD? Elon Musk was asked. And Elon replied, said quite likely next year. So Elon is still very confident, optimistic. He says the rate of disengagements are dropping rapidly in FSD beta. And he thinks that it's likely that the accident rate will be lower than the human accident rate by next year. And then they're going to have to prove to regulators, right, that they're at least two or three times safer than human driver, meaning the probability of injury is much lower with FSD compared to human driving. Now, I think this might take a little bit longer than expected. I just think this FSD problem, autonomous driving, is such a humongously difficult problem to solve. There's so many edge cases and nuanced cases. But I think the key thing is, are they pushing improvements fast, right? Is the pace of innovation quick? And I think Tesla's on the right track. They're doing actually all the things that I think they need to be doing. All right, number four, Elon talks about FSD beta version 11 being the single stack, right? The single stack of neural nets to rule them all, meaning they're bringing them all together to make it more efficient. There are many fundamental rewrites in the neural net architecture and vector space. They're replacing a lot of C++ code, which are basically heuristics or rule-based coding, and they're replacing that with neural nets. And Andre Karpathy has talked about this, right? Neural nets is kind of eating the old way of coding by rule-based or heuristics. In version 11, one of the big improvements is these neural nets will output proper vectors directly to the control or planning code versus constructing vectors separately, right, from the neural nets into C code first before getting it to the planning control code. Further, version 11 is going to move a lot of the remaining items that need to be moved to surround video. And I think throughout this whole process, as Elon is talking about version 11 FSD, he's showing really his deep technical knowledge and familiarity with everything going on. And this is Elon. He's really deep in the weeds. He is an engineer amongst the engineers. And I think it's a great kind of demonstration of his competence with all this. All right, number five, Elon Musk talks about auto labeling as being extremely important. And he says that it's extremely difficult actually to label surround video. But however, if you have auto-labeling, pre-assigning labels to surround video. So you're labeling where the objects are, the vehicles, the humans, how fast they are, where they're positioned. And then humans can just go ahead and double-check, right, all those labels, and it's extremely fast. I think it's interesting because Elon Musk here is actually showing kind of the expertise or the ambition of Tesla to solve this problem super fast. And by doing that, they've had to create kind of their own full stack of AI experience. And that includes not just the computer in the car, not just the training computers, not just building neural nets, but it also includes building the labeling teams and building new technologies like auto labeling technologies, which Tesla is in the forefront implementing. All right, number six, Tesla bot. So Elon says that work will become eventually optional, and the Tesla bot is going to focus on the tasks or things that humans do that are boring and dangerous. Elon says that Tesla bot will do jobs that humans don't want to do voluntarily. And yes, there could be a world eventually where you have hundreds of millions of Tesla bots, right, doing work, and there could be more bots than even Tesla cars. Elon says there's two things that are needed for Tesla bot to work. One is they need a real world AI. They need to know how to interact with the world. They're already developing this technology with their cars, so they have a head start. And second is manufacturing. Again, they're one of the best in the world with manufacturing. Elon says they need custom motors and sensors for the robot. He thinks that they could have a decent prototype by the end of next year. Now, this is great. This means that, you know, they're busy working on this Tesla bot. They've got a team. They're pushing the envelope, and they might have something to show the world, which would be fantastic. All right. So the focus, Elon's saying, with Tesla bot is to make it useful. I think this is one of the key differentiators for Tesla's approach to robotics. They just want to make a super useful product. They don't care about the looks. They don't care if it looks like a human or doesn't, right? They just want this thing to have high utility. I think this is going to be the thing that really makes Tesla bot different and successful. All right, number seven, Elon was asked about advice to young people. And his general advice is he encourages people to be useful, to contribute more than they consume. He talks about reading and the importance of reading a lot of books, digesting as much information as you can, and then reading broadly in many subject areas. He talks about knowing a little bit in a lot of different areas, talking to people from different walks of life. And then he talks about having a good combo of doing what you're inherently good at, but also what you like doing. I think a lot of what Elon is talking about here is the synergies that you get across different subject areas, where you're not just boxed in and specialized just in one area, but you have kind of a broad exposure across different subjects. All right, Elon also says, you know, he discourages people from having a zero-sum mindset, because then you're getting tempted into just taking from others. It's a plus-minus thing, but he encourages more of a growth mindset or grow the pie mindset, where, yeah, this pie is growing, right? Competition is good, and we can help each other out throughout the process. All right, overall, I think Elon Musk looked great in this interview. He showed kind of a lot of clarity. He was relaxed, right? He was in a happy mood. He gave a lot of details on how Tesla is pushing forward with full self-driving, with Tesla bot, and just hugely ambitious plans. And I think this really sets up, right, a good transition into 2022, where Tesla will have their hands full with two new gigafactories, right? Berlin and also Austin. They're going to ramp 4680 battery cells, ramp the Model Y in Europe, and just really expand production overall. I think it's going to be a fantastic year for Tesla. All right, one final note is it's a few days until the end of the year. I'm running a food relief campaign for Afghanistan that's going to close at the end of December 31st. So if you want to join in along with over 1,000 people that have donated so far, I'll go ahead and link to the GoFundMe page in the video description below. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.